want to know how to be really unpopular, win a popularity contest.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
When I was a kid, we lived outside and we lived for sports. Whatever could be kicked, swatted, shot, whacked, or thrown was the sole focus of about 100 kids who seemed to show up from everywhere. We were like the postal people. Neither snow nor rain nor gloom of night could stop us. Only our mothers could by yelling our names loudly when we had to go inside. I learned valuable lessons as an amateur athlete. I learned grit and determination and how to do a faceplant without any grace whatsoever. I also learned one of the cardinal rules of sport. The day I caught a long pass and trotted towards the end zone, with the finish line in sight, I slowed down and hoisted the ball triumphantly as my imaginary fans cheered and chanted my name. Turning around to taunt my opponents, I was tackled by the stealthy and silent Jan Boutwell 2 yards from the end zone. Don't gloat, I learned. A victory dance is fine, but wait until the points are on the board. Pro athletes have also learned that celebrating early is a bad idea. Mike Clayton had a successful golf career with 9 Pro Tour victories under his belt, but he is best known for what has been called the infamous putt. During the 1997 Australian PGA Championship, Clayton tapped a 7-foot putt toward the hole. The ball was going in, so Clayton hoisted his putter in triumph, but the putter slipped. In his panic to stop the runaway putter, Clayton lurched and landed face down on the green next to the hole. The putter landed on top of the ball, knocking it into Clayton's elbow. The replay of this is one of the funniest things I have ever seen. When the tour official picked himself off the ground and stopped laughing, he awarded Clayton a 1-stroke penalty, which was surprisingly gracious under the circumstances. Other early celebration gaffes and blunders are almost too good to be true. Like the soccer goalie who saves a penalty shot and struts around with his arms held high, unaware that the back-spinning ball is rolling, rolling, rolling into his net. Or the pro cyclist Lupa Pibernik, who crosses the finish line and slows down, arms outstretched, waving to the crowd, unaware that there is still one lap to go. By the time he made one more lap, he was in 148th place. Or the young boy who skis toward the finish line. As he nears victory, a little girl leaps from the crowd, runs alongside the boy, and places a wreath on his neck. But the girl trips and yanks the wreath down to her hero's knees. The boy plunges headfirst into the snow, hogtied by his victory wreath. Wow. Well, in sports, an early celebration is a no-no. Stay focused, cross that finish line, score that touchdown, sink that putt, then go crazy. But don't, whatever you do, celebrate early. It's true of the spiritual life, too. We start so well, but we are distracted so easily. A friend and I were talking of world events, how it seems the wrong team is winning and the inmates are in charge of the penitentiary. There's a place for analysis and discernment, of course, but we must remind ourselves to fix our eyes on the prize. Sure, we stumble, but we pull ourselves up by the Reeboks and press on. Our muscles ache, but life's trials drive us closer to God. We never stop looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And one day we will say with Paul, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Never forget, my friend, we are not home yet. Just ask the runner who threw his arms upward in celebration, tripped over his feet, and face-planted 5 feet from the finish line.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.